My sister.
Dooku raises a hand, using the Force to click off the hologram.
We communicated for years, sending messages back and forth across the stars.
Using hollow messages. Was that allowed?
No, but it didn't stop us. I had no idea that she'd kept recordings. Not until I finally came home.
Where is she now?
Gone. Taken from me. I have many enemies, Ventress. The things they would do to her to learn my secrets. The torture they would inflict.
But not the Jedi. They do not torture.
Are you sure?
It is not their way. That amuses him. A smile tugs at his mouth, but there is no warmth to it. This is the Dooku I have come to know. The mask is back on.
Is that what he told you? Your master, Kai Narek. About the Jedi who abandoned him on Ratatak.
I feel a presence stir at the back of my consciousness.
Don't listen to him, little one.
Dooku continues, unaware of the voice in my head.
The Jedi who could have rescued him any time they wanted, but left him to rot instead.
That's not how it was.
They knew he'd taken a Padawan.
What?
They could have come for you when he breathed his last. They could have saved you. But they didn't. They left you to die on that Force-forsaken planet, rejecting you, just as they rejected him.
It's all lies.
I force myself to calm, blanking out Kai's outrage at Dooku's claims.
What do you want from me?
I want you to find my sister.
She could be anywhere.
No. She is still on Sereno. I can sense her.
Then why can't you find her? Lightning crackles around Dooku's fingers. I take an involuntary step back. Again, Dooku smiles, satisfied.
That disc was recovered in Karania, in the Trannon district.
Near the spaceport.
You've done your homework.
It's always wise to have an escape route.
Here are more recordings. You may study them.
To know you better.
To know her. Do not fail me, Ventress. You know what will happen if you do.
Dooku insists I take the Windrunner. It will give me opportunity to study the holograms, he says, as well as view his kingdom the way he sees it, from above. I shiver, my breath fogging in the high altitude. Who has an airship? Like the castle, it's impressive enough. Its hull carved from burnished wood, with portholes so clear, you find yourself reaching out to check if there's glass in the frames. But for all his finery, Dooku obviously cares little for luxury. The castle, the airship, it's all a show. Like his tailored capes and polished boots. No, Dooku likes the Windrunner because it's silent. No boosters, no repulsors. You'd never even know it was coming until it sounded its guns. That is Dooku, the real Dooku. He doesn't belong here, not really. He's a man playing king, but for what ends? His Sith beliefs? He already has power, already has riches. What else does he need?
What do any of us need?
Ugh, go away!
It's quite a view, isn't it? Look at all those birds. They're beautiful.
You're not really here. You're not real.
Aren't I? You know, that was the one thing I missed on Ratatak.
What?
The birds. I used to feed them in the training ground back on Coruscant. Song sparrows, crown finches. You should have seen them flitting around the great tree, so many colors darting this way and that.
Don't worry.
You fed them on rat attack as well. Or at least your flesh did.
That's not true. You had me cremated.
Oh, there were you. Watched me do it.
You think I'd miss my own funeral? I was standing beside you. I saw you cry.
You were dead.
I saw everything.
That's why you're here, isn't it? To judge me, to make me suffer.
No. I would never do such a thing.
Why not? It's only what I deserve. Isn't that what you think?
Because you took revenge? Because you forsook everything I taught you?
I don't have to listen to this. I look around the deck, calling over to a chromium-plated astromech. You, droid, where can I find a holocom? The Count's private cabin. Do I have access? How generous of him. Take me there. The cabin is a surprise. I'd expected it to be sparse, like the castle, but the dark, paneled walls are lined with glittering hollows. Jagged mountain ranges, rushing rivers, even a desert that almost looks as arid as Ratatouille. I feel a pang in my chest. Who thought I could feel homesick for that dust bowl? The droid leads me to a slab of a desk, a twisting dragon etched into its polished sides. A holocom lays beside a golden stylus, neatly arranged alongside gleaming data pads and bound files. The desk of a statesman. He must have meetings here. That would explain the cabinet replete with bottles and decanters, the bookshelves expertly arranged. Sereno's greatest works, I assume, displayed for all to see. This is exactly the kind of room people would expect from the Count of Sereno. Another lie, another deceit. I drop into his oversized chair, into his throne. Run a finger along the arm, the leather squealing beneath my nail. I could get used to this. Perhaps I should ask for an airship of my own. You can go. Ah, alone, at last.
A Jedi is never truly alone.
So it seems.
You can't hide from me, Asajj. You might as well try and hide from yourself.
I'm not hiding. I have a job to do.
More of Dooku's messages to his sister?
If they're boring you, please feel free to leave.
I load the next disc into the player and scroll through the contents. The same boy appears, older now, maybe 13 or 14. A lightsaber has replaced the electroblade on his belt. His shoulders are broader, his smile more confident. I lean in, examining his face as he speaks, his voice so eager and bright.
Hello, sister. You asked me about my day. Well, there isn't much to tell. We awake at dawn to meditate on the three pillars. That's the Force, knowledge, and self-discipline. Then we file through to the refectory for breakfast. I always sit next to Sifo Dyas. I think you'd like him. He's my best friend, although Master Braylon insists we shouldn't form attachments. Most of the time I don't have any problem with that, but Sai's different. He's from Minishi, at least originally. The son of a fisherman.
Seriously, why would anyone care?
If they're boring you...
Shut up.
You would have done well there, at the temple.
Not that you gave me a chance.
It wasn't like that.
That's not what Dooku says.
Dooku says a lot of things.
That's true enough. I keep fast-forwarding through the messages, swapping disc after disc, talk about oversharing. Who would have thought that Dooku was so chatty? Not that his sister seems to care. The discs also contain her replies, message after message, asking inane questions, urging him to hollow more. More, who could bear it? Was her own life that dull? And there she is again, her perfect hair cascading over a perfect fur-trimmed collar in perfect ringlets. Why would he care about her? Why would he care about any of it?
You should see the libraries, Jenza. So much knowledge there for the taking. We were there today, being led to the Room of a Thousand Fountains by Yoda. I wish I could have stayed to explore the shelves for myself, but we were on a tight schedule. Not that it stopped Sang asking a question.
Master Yoda?
Yes, Initiate?
These busts, who are they?
It was something I had often wondered myself. I couldn't help but feel a flush of frustration. I should have been the one to ask the question.
We haven't time for this now.
No, Master Braylon. An important lesson this is. Initiates, stop here, we will. Yes, yes, gather round. Youngling Zhang asks about the busts. These are some of the lost.
Lost? Lost how?
He means killed, Cipher Dyas.
No, he does not. Why don't you try listening for once, Arath, rather than running that mouth of yours?
Masters, they once were. Before disillusioned, they became.
Disillusioned? How?
A good question, Initiate Dooku. A good question indeed. Master Braylon, perhaps explain, you will.
Gladly. They became disillusioned about our principles, of our very way of life. Take Radaki here, for example. He questioned the belief that to serve, a Jedi must sacrifice everything about their life, their family, their riches.
Radaki? Excuse me, Master, but didn't he turn to the dark side?
Someone's been reading their history?
Yes. Seduced by the dark side of the Force, Radaki was. A powerful Sith he became.
Is that what happened to all of them? They became Sith?
No. Some became leaders, others taught, while most simply vanished into history, never to be heard of again.
As Braylon talked, Yoda hobbled towards the bust of a female with a proud, defiant expression.
Master Trennis. Sad that was. Yes, sad indeed. Remember them, we must. Honor them, yes. Learn from our failure.
Our failure?
To keep them where they belong. But the past they are. Our future you will be. Come, much Master Odale has to teach you. Hurry, we must.
I held back, fascinated by the bronzium heads.
Don't they give you the creeps?
They're just statues.
Reckon there's one of Terradine?
Yeah, like they'd commemorate an expelled Padawan. If he ever existed at all.
Oh, he existed all right.
Just imagine it.
Thrown out they were. Honor them we must.
Your impression gets better all the time.
Oh, we hear his voice often enough.
Would you like to hear Terradine's?
What do you mean?
I found this.
Glancing about to make sure no one was looking, Sifo drew a rusty data pad from his robes.
What is it?
Terradine's holo journal. I found it in the dormitory, stashed away for future troublemakers.
Troublemakers like you.
Troublemakers like us.
If you believe the stories, which Cipher Dyas does, passionately, Terradine was a Padawan from the time of the High Republic. He'd always been what you'd call problematic, testing the boundaries of his masters and repeatedly bringing the name of the Order into disrepute. No one really knows why, or even if he was expelled. Some say he stole records from the archives, while others believe he had an affair with the Chancellor's aide. Either way, he vanished from Jedi history, only remembered by us and every other initiate that likes to gossip by the light of a glow lantern late at night. I always believed that he was a legend, a story. But if this was truly his journal...
You should see the stuff in here, Du. New ways to sneak down to the stacks. How to find your way into the Bogan collection.
The what?
The Archive of Forbidden Artifacts.
Like what?
I don't know. But how do you think I found out all that stuff about Radaki?
It's in here?
Radaki became a Sith Lord called Darth Krall. It was Krall who won the Battle of Wasted Years, who tamed the Nightmare Conjunction. Terradine was obsessed with him.
Terradine was a Sith?
No, of course not. He just liked mucking around with stuff he wasn't supposed to. Apparently, Krall's lightsaber is in this Bogan collection, somewhere in the temple. Terradine saw it, and we could too.